This episode of The Sporkful contains explicit language.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Thank
you. A couple weeks ago, I went out to eat with stand-up comic Phoebe Robinson. She hosts the podcast Two Dope Queens and So Many White Guys. You talked about like shopping for watermelon.
I don't do it. I can't do it. It's too terrible. I don't want the judgment.
Right.
But I was in Whole Foods, and I was in the checkout line. They had like this thing called like watermelon juice, and I felt like they were mocking me. Like, I can't put that in my cart.
Right.
Because everyone who goes to like Yoga to the People will think that's what black people do. Right. So I'm like, I'm going to leave that there, but I can't do it. Like, when I dated my ex, he was white. I dated for 4 years. I never ate watermelon in front of him. Like, I'm like, I just can't.
Even after 3 or 4
years? I'm like, I know we're together, but I don't know. It's just like a weird, society just makes me feel weird about stuff.
Did you ever talk about that with him?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I told him, I was like, I'm not doing it. And he just like started laughing. I was like, I will eat it when you're not. Like, you will leave and then I'll eat it, but not while we're like watching Meet the Press together. I just like crack open. I can't do that. There's like a little pamphlet of like what things you can't do.
Yeah. You didn't order the chicken and waffles.
I did. I thought about it and I was like, this is our first time eating.
Now I feel like we should get it and share. We could fix everything right here, Phoebes.
We could.
Today on The Sporkful, we're going to hang out with Phoebe Robinson. She'll talk about what it's like to go out to eat when you're in an interracial relationship, why she's a really good tipper, and what happens when she stress eats vegetables. Stick around. WNYC Studios, this is The Sporkful. It's not for foodies, it's for eaters. I'm Dan Pashman. Each week on our show, we obsess about food to learn more about people. Like I said, Phoebe Robinson's a comic. She's also a writer and an actor. She hosts this new podcast called So Many White Guys, with 3 O's, where she interviews a whole bunch of smart, funny people. But no straight white guys. Not until the last episode of the season, when she'll interview one token straight white guy. And I'm really pulling for that gig. Phoebe also co-hosts the comedy podcast Two Dope Queens with her good friend Jessica Williams from The Daily Show.
Hi. Hello, I'm Jessica Williams.
I'm Phoebe Robinson.
And welcome to Two Dope Queens.
Phoebe and I met up for a late lunch at the General Green restaurant in Brooklyn.
I think I'm going to do the Cubano.
All right.
There's a fruit relish, so there you go.
That's healthy, yeah. It's basically a salad.
It's, oh my God. What are you thinking, Dan?
I'm torn.
Are you thinking brekkie? I mean,
I don't think so.
Oh, wait, they have biscuits and gravy. Yo. That's what I'm getting. Yeah. I got to do that. You can't.
Good, because I was tempted, and maybe I got to try some yours then.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I get the Cubano?
Yeah.
And you get that, and we can go halves.
That's great.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
All right. The pickle vodka in my Bloody Mary is just...
That sounds
good.
I've been
on such a pickle kick.
I'm not a Bloody Mary person. I didn't want to say while she was like hyping it up.
That's
to be
cool.
Like, you know, I don't want to be controversial. So I... But you know that
says
person...
Says the woman whose podcast So Many White Guys launched this morning.
People got so mad
I know,
about that.
I know,
I know.
But just don't say anything bad about Bloody Marys and you'll
right,
be fine.
Right, right. People are like, I can't believe she's doing this. And I'm like, it's... joke
right.
And also it's fine, and also like, you know what I mean, I'm not saying like no one can like be offended or whatever by the title, but I think they're missing the point.
I've been going on more auditions, which has been fun, but it's also been kind of weird because I'm getting sent on a lot of like best black girlfriend parts.
Just, you mean by best black girl, I was like, girl, get it together.
Yeah, it's like
So what are your parts like?
So my character, I'm like the character who like just sits at home and waits for like my white best friend to come home and download about her life.
Okay.
And I'm just like watching like Moesha.
Hold on,
I'm
so
like,
let me.
That's
I'm gonna,
crazy.
Wait, I want to do it. So I'm gonna. Okay. You're home already, and I'm
right.
coming home because I had the craziest date with like Patrick Wilson or some bullshit
right.
like that.
Right.
Oh my God.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Sequoia. I had the craziest.
The way Phoebe feels when she goes on auditions is kind of like the way she feels sometimes when she goes out to eat.
And we walked in, and I was the only person of color there who, like, wasn't waitstaff. And I was like, and I go, this is why I don't eat in this area. Because this is, like, literally always, like, what happens. And, like, we were walking, and, like, everyone was just, like, staring at me in a way where I was like, this is New York. Like, you haven't seen a black person eat fucking pasta before. So it's just, like, stuff like that where I think I'm much more conscious of, like, where is this restaurant located? If it's, like, in an area that's not, like, particularly open to people of color, then I, like, won't eat there. Which is, like, a bummer because I'm sure I'm missing out on some good food. But that's the thing that makes me... I don't want to be stared at. And, like, just watching just people of color just... waiting on white people, but they can't necessarily afford to eat at the place. I'm just like, that makes me sad.
So when you, I know you mentioned your ex was white. When you guys mm-hmm. would go out together, mm-hmm. were there ever times you would be at a restaurant where one of you would feel more comfortable than the other?
I think for both sides, yes.
Can you give me an example of each?
Yeah, I just think like, we like were in like a predominantly white neighborhood. They'll always be like, "What's this? what do they mean to each other that they're eating at this restaurant? Are they like coworkers? Are they like friends? Are they roommates?" And so that would just be like, "No, this is my boyfriend. Yes, we're on a date. People date, and they don't have the same skin color. It's fine." But I think like it was always worse like walking around. That's like when people will like heckle us or like say things and be like I had this one guy go, "Why aren't you dating an African prince?" And I'm like, "Where is he?" You know, but it's also like, why does it matter that I'm dating like a white dude and vice versa? And so that was always kind of like frustrating, like, because we'll have like a good date and we'll like be walking home. And then like someone says that and you're like, can we just get like a night off where it's like fine and like no one is paying attention to us? But you just gotta, and I just got soldier on. Like, it's way better than it was in the 60s. So I don't want to, you know, like, we couldn't have been at the same restaurant in the 60s. So
right, which I guess is, like, consolation, but also, like, a backhanded, like,
yeah,
backhanded compliment to the present.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the situation where your boyfriend was the one who felt less comfortable?
I think just in general, it's just, like, he didn't want to feel like, oh, people were thinking like, oh, who's this like white dude? And like, why is he coming up in here? I think he maybe might have felt more like the whole gentrification, like worry. Like, I don't want people to think that like I'm some rich kid who's like living off of mommy and daddy and I'm going to come in here and like change this whole scenario. It's like he was like a teacher. He's not like, a, you know, we're like same equal in terms of income. So I think that was like his concerns. Like he didn't want to feel like people perceived him as a threat. So I think it was just kind of like, it's just, we were just always in our head just being like, I hope everyone thinks everything is okay with us.
Right.
So I think that was more the thing that he felt.
And I guess it's just like, and you talked about it sort of like the exhausting feeling of like, what will white people think?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be like the whole like tipping.
Mm-hmm. You an amazing tipper.
Because you want to combat the stereotype.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I overtip all the time, yeah.
So when we leave this restaurant, mm-hmm. should we leave a really big tip or should I pay and leave a really bad tip to try to do the opposite stereotype?
No, we have to leave a really good tip.
Okay, all right.
Because they let us be here.
That's true. All
you
right.
know, so we got to like help pay their rent.
All right, I'll tell them it was your idea.
Yeah. Please, right? Like Phoebe Robinson said, I should tip this much. Everyone should start doing that. Yeah. My black friend Phoebe Robinson. You're like, oh, okay, cool.
Please sign all checks that way going forward.
That'd be awesome.
Coming up, my conversation with Phoebe Robinson continues. We'll talk about how to share food on a first date in a way that isn't totally creepy, who should pay for the meal, and where Phoebe turns when she needs to stress eat. Stick around. Welcome back to The Sporkful from WNYC Studios. I'm Dan Pashman. So the other day, I sent an email out to our mailing list, and I offered, spur of the moment, free tickets to the Laid Back Festival, this huge food and music festival at Jones Beach outside New York. And within 10 minutes, the tickets were gone. Why am I telling you this now? I'm not trying to make you feel bad that you missed out. I mean it more as a cautionary tale, because we're about to do another giveaway, and I don't want you to miss this one, too. This time around, we're giving away 25 cookbooks. So get on the email mailing list. Even if you don't win a cookbook, I'll still send you an email every week, and I'll tell you what producer Ann Sani and I are eating and reading. And that's fun, right? Contest details at the end of the show, but for now, please go sign up for the list. Go to sporkful.com/newsletter or text SPORKNEWS to 69866. Thanks. Okay, back to my conversation with Phoebe Robinson. As she said earlier, she recently broke up with her boyfriend of 4 years, so she's back on the dating scene after a long hiatus. In this clip from Two Dope Queens, she tells Jessica Williams about her first experience on Tinder.
Right. And so it was a good conversation with the first guy. He's a chef. So we're talking, everything was like fine, like, oh, like, when's your birthday? Like, what are you into? Really cool. And then he was like, out of nowhere, he's like, what's your background? I was like, oh, okay, my background, like where I'm from? I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. And he's like, LOL, no, what's your ethnicity? And I was like, black? Like, you saw my picture, right?
You said he was white, right?
Was he's white. And so I go black, and he goes, Caribbean or American?
Boo!
And I was like, American, sup?
And that's very Trump rally of you, and I want you to kill it. Very Trump rally. Go on.
And then he goes, LOL, nothing, you're hot either way. And I was like...
Sick.
Die in a fire, like kill yourself.
Yeah,
like,
detonate yourself, bro.
And I'm
you
like,
need to start saying just crazy shit. Like,
maybe
you need
I
to
should.
Just be out. You should be like, I'm pure white. I have this condition.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh, ooh, look at those fries.
Cubana, you can put that in front of me. We're going halves, though.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ugh. This is great.
Can I request, please, could we get two small plates? And could we also get one extra biscuit, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you said that, because I didn't want to be rude, but I was like, I'm not sharing this biscuit with you. It's definitely not happening.
No, I was anticipating that, because also, yeah, biscuits.
Thank you.
Just feel free to stick your hands into my fries at any time.
Okay, cool. How should we do this? Because this is, like, messy. Scoop it onto your plate.
We should get perfect. We should probably get a spoon too, so I can spoon some gravy.
Oh my God, this looks so good.
Phoebe, I love that you and I were not shy about sharing our food together.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you're sort of like recently back in the dating market.
Yes. Oh God.
What are your feelings about sharing food on a first date? Like, sometimes there's gonna be boundary issues with that.
You just have to ask, and then it's fine. I'm so down with sharing food.
Do you have preferred methods of sharing? Because on a date, it can be a little bit like, you know, you ask for some. It's one thing if the person cuts off a piece and puts it on the side of your plate.
Yeah.
Or they just say, here, stick your fork into mine, dig in. Or they could put the bite on their own fork and then hand you the fork. And then that's sort of like a little bit more intimate.
Right. That's a lot. I like the, like, you just dig in, get a little bit.
What about if a guy handed you the fork?
Okay.
It's his fork.
Okay.
So let's say I take my fork, I stab a piece of food, and then I hand you my fork. So it's a fork that I've already used. There's a certain level of intimacy there.
I'm okay with that.
But you're still controlling it. You're not being fed.
Right. Like, but don't feed me. It's like, because I don't want, it's too, out of a movie or something. It feels, I don't know, it just feels weird.
Yeah, I think the only time feeding is acceptable is if, like, The bite has been composed on the fork so precariously that switching the handle could lose the bite off the fork. And if you're really in it, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's dangerous territory.
You don't want to waste food.
Right.
You don't want to drop it, ruin that perfect bite. Yeah, so I'm slowly trying to get back out into the dating stuff. It's just hard because I work a lot. I feel like things have changed, like, so much. And I'm proud-ass feminist, like, for sure, for sure. But I'm like, if a dude doesn't pay on the first date, I'm like, that is some bullshit. Are you kidding me?
Right.
You're not going to pay.
And what they just like, how do they actually navigate that?
Well, I've had someone be like, they want, you know, some guys are like, well, you know, like, we'll just like go like Dutch. And I'm like, this isn't a fucking field trip to Six Flags. Like, I'm not going Dutch with you. Like, we're adults, and I'm not like, you have to pay for everything. But, like, initially, I kind of, like, get the cute outfits and, like, put makeup on and, like, do all these things to look great. You can, like, pay. But I also do feel like some guys have probably been burned where, like, some girl who probably, like, wasn't interested in them anyway, go out to dinner, they get like an expensive thing off the menu,
right,
and then you like never hear from them again. Like, that is, you have to be reasonable. Like, if you're gonna, like, I don't want a guy to spend like $100 on me on a date. Like, that's absurd.
And on a first date, if you're expecting him to pay, would you be conscious of like how much the thing you order costs?
Mm-hmm. For sure. I'm conscious of that. And I also don't do the fake reaching for the wallet. I don't do it.
You're not even playing.
No, like, because I don't want to be like, because if you do it, then they might be like, oh, okay, great. And then you're like pissed. So I'm like, I just chill. I just like wait. Like, we're just going to hang out, but I'm right. not.
I'll sit here all night long. I'm not going anywhere.
I know.
Dealing with first dates isn't the only stressful thing in Phoebe's life right now. She recently finished writing her first book. It's called You Can't Touch My Hair and Other Things I Still Have to Explain. It comes out this fall. It's available for pre-order now. And Phoebe says she was already a stress eater, but getting this book finished took it to a whole other level.
There was like a month where I was just ordering takeout every day to like my apartment. It was like from a burger joint, from like Italian place, like Thai food. And I was just eating until I felt like, ugh, I couldn't move. It's not good.
What are some of your go-tos when you're stressed out?
Oh my gosh, I have a lot. Okay, so smart food popcorn is like one of my go-tos. I'm like, it has the word smart in it, so it's like,
it's
not
great branding.
It's not horrible, but it's like definitely horrible.
Like Sun Chips.
Yeah.
They put the word sun in it. They're like, well, that sounds natural and healthy.
No, it's awful. So like that, and I really like, I love like a nice penne vodka. You know what I mean? Just like sit at home with that. Ugh.
The sauce gets like all up in the holes of the pasta into the penne, and it gets like all, you gotta mix it around. And
Yeah, but then I'll do things where it's like, sometimes I'll like stress eat healthily, which I always think is like ridiculous. Like I'll be like, I'm just gonna eat really green today. So it's just like salad, apples, smoothie. And it's just like, and I'm just like in the bathroom for like 3 hours. It's like, you literally just ate a farm. What are you doing? So sometimes it will like, my body would be like, all right, you gotta release the stress some other way.
Right.
But yeah, those are like anything that's carb heavy. Carbs make me feel good, which I know is a horrible thing to say.
No.
I don't know. It just feels like.
You're being a little hard on yourself.
No, but you know.
You're not like, talking about heroin here. Okay. It's going to be.
I know, but I feel like. Emotionally eating, which is what I do sometimes, it's like not the healthiest thing to do, but you're right, it could be drugs and it's not
right. It's like, you know, all things in moderation, including moderation. You know, like most eating is emotional in one way or another. You know, like I was working from home all day yesterday. I couldn't wait to eat the next thing I was gonna eat. I was like, oh man, I'm gonna go do work for a couple hours, I'm gonna eat something else after that, it's gonna be great. Like those are the highlights of the day.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard for me to do like an appetizer and an entree.
That's a lot.
And I wear skinny jeans, and skinny jeans like look great, but they don't really like allow you to eat. So I have to like not eat all day, and then I can wear like cute clothes and then just eat like a monster for dinner.
And then do you ever end up having to like unbutton your pants?
Oh, yeah. The other, Jess and I had dinner. We went to an Italian place. We got like pizzas and like whatever. And I think I had a show, and she was going to go to a concert. And so we were waiting for our Ubers outside. I was like, all right, well, I got to like button my pants back up. And she was like, what do you mean you have to button your pants back up? I was like, oh, well, if I'm going to go to a Hardy restaurant, I'll sit down, I'll like unbutton my pants, cover it with a napkin, and I can eat. And she's
such
like,
a good move.
Yeah, she's like, wait, is this a thing? And I was like,
she didn't know about this?
Yeah, I was like, this is a Phoebe thing, for damn sure.
Right, yeah.
She's never, she doesn't, she's like, this is bizarre. And I'm like, well, how else do you eat good food in public?
In massive quantities?
Yeah.
I have like different settings on my belt.
Yeah.
You know, like I have like the default, like normal morning setting, yeah. And then there's like the, you know, big meal setting, and there's like Thanksgiving dinner setting, you know.
That's the only way to live. But she was just like, this is insane behavior. And I'm like, I had the best meal. So,
well, I'm with you, Phoebe. I don't think that sounds insane at all.
Thank you.
This is a safe space for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's Phoebe Robinson. She hosts two really, really good podcasts, So Many White Guys and Two Dope Queens, both of which are produced by WNYC Studios, also home of The Sporkful, of course. Phoebe's book is available for pre-order now wherever books are sold. It's called You Can't Touch My Hair and Other Things I Still Have to Explain. Thank you to the staff of the General Green restaurant in Brooklyn. They were super nice and the food was outstanding. That roast pork gravy was probably the lightest meat gravy I think I've ever had. Like, I could have gone for a run after eating it. I didn't, but I could have. Also, pickle vodka and the Bloody Mary, A+. Please remember to sign up for the Sporkful email newsletter to be automatically entered to win one of 25 cookbooks. If you're already on the list, you're already entered. You must be on the list by Wednesday, August 10th at noon Eastern. Sign up now at sporkful.com/newsletter or text SPORKNEWS to 69866. This show is a production of WNYC Studios and The Sporkful. It's produced by Ann Sandy and me. Editing help from Shoshana Gold. Music help from Black Label Music. Special thanks to Paula Schumann. Until next time, I'm Dan Pashman.
And I'm Janaris Sanchez from Rochester, New York.
And I'm Chris Stover from Philadelphia.
And I'm Alyssa from Jupiter, Florida, reminding you to eat more,
eat better,
and eat more better.